Welcome back to the news brief. In today's edition, E3 goes quiet, Paramount Plus Showtime, and flexible iPads coming next year. In our first story, the annual gaming event E3 is set to lose three big features of the annual event: Xbox, Sony, and Nintendo. The absence of all three console platform holders would be a considerable setback for E3 owner, the Entertainment Software Association, which is looking for a fresh start for the show as it returns to physical events for the first time since 2019 due to the COVID pandemic. It's not known if Sony and Nintendo will time showcases alongside E3, however Microsoft has already committed to airing an Xbox showcase, timed to coincide with E3's dates in June. But IGN's report suggests they will not have a booth on the show floor, which will be open to the public for part of the show's run. In our next story, according to a recent reporting on an internal Paramount memo, CEO Bob Bakish announced a consolidation of their premium TV and streaming service products, Showtime and Paramount Plus. The new service will be called Paramount Plus with Showtime, not the most inventive name. News of the merging of Paramount Plus and Showtime isn't surprising, since the two services were bundled and discounted in the middle of last year. In our final story, iPads are set to bend further than ever before. Noted supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has stated in a tweet that he is positive about the foldable iPad in 2024 and expects this new model will boost shipments and improve the product mix. Kuo didn't offer many new details on the rumoured iPad foldable, but said that it will feature a carbon fibre kickstand produced by Chinese component manufacturer Anji Technology. Thanks for listening to this edition of the News Brief. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.